Well, I guess Clint went and got us a couple of Budweisers.
Yeah, unfortunately he went into our tent. And we have negative cold in our refrigerator. There is no cold.
I understand you got this I understand you got this outlaw captain in your tent.
Hey, he's good. He really is.
He's really good.
He decides to defrost in the middle of the day instead of at night.
Well, you have to admit though, if you get the defrosting gun during the middle of the day and get the button pop back out, you know, so it works, and then you have a cold stock in the morning, because if you get it cold at night, then it will probably not get cooling, or it'll probably stay the same coldness all during the day.
Yeah, but
otherwise
wanna,
it would never get cold.
When you want a beer, though.
At night.
After you come
That's
home
right.
from work.
That's right.
So we come home from work, and we got a pan full of warm water.
From the defrosters. Yeah. Looks like somebody's going to make it for the night here.
Yes.
It's pitch black out now. All the stars are out, but no moon. Not too many things going on tonight. Nobody's shooting any flares or no. Well, I did see some tracers going out. Some grunts or something out there were shooting at something.
Hey, where did those rounds land last night?
I don't know. I really don't. Whose tent did you go to get the beers?
Yours.
Outstanding. You got the opener? Okay.
I couldn't find yours, so I got mine.
Hey, you know, you were talking about that's the difference between an RLO and a Wobbly. Today, I flew out to the Repose, you know, to pick up a couple guys.
You went to pick up Chris?
Amavisca and that other guy.
Hey, I got to open these old paper for you.
And, we flew back, we came back, landed, you know, we were coming up to the...
I already opened this one, so I'll get
it. Coming up the company area. And he says, this is Kelly. He says, say, what platoon are you in? You got to be putting me on, Har.
Kelly told you this?
He says, what? Yeah, he asked me, what platoon I'm in.
You're his platoon leader.
I said, I'm in second platoon. I'm your platoon leader. Oh.
Who said this?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Don't open any more.
Well, you learn something every day, don't you?
Well, give that to Mike. Well, go ahead and keep this to yourself. I'll open the other two.
Okay.
We've got here a cold Budweiser. You want to hold that?
Ah, gets
it. And, as soon as we get the opener over here, this RL over here is always doing. There he is. Okay, this is what it sounds like at night, man. This is the only noise you hear besides artillery, machine guns, mortars, rockets, besides all that stuff, helicopters. You hear this.
Yeah.
And that is good, man. That definitely gets it. Two holes on the drinking side, and you mash down the centerpiece. And see, we get pretty good at drinking out of cans over here. No one's seen a
Go
glass
ahead,
for
I'm
you. Oh, okay. Here's your opener.
You.
That ought to be pretty good. And nothing like a cold Bud.
Unless it's drinking a cold Bud.
Right.
That's right. I drink Bud in the world.
I don't. I drink Coors if I can get it. But supposedly, you know, I've been a miner, so I haven't been supposed to been drinking. But every now and then.
You're not a miner. You're just prospect.
You're prospecting, right. And well, I have indulged on occasion back down in Walters to drink Coors and... And it, I kind of like hams.
Hams is bad.
Hams is more of a Western flavor than Budweiser is. But Budweiser is more of a Western flavor than any of the Eastern beers I've ever drank. Miller's is a typical
Eastern
beer.
And, you know, Washington won't allow it to be sold because of its pasteurization process.
Budweiser?
Yeah.
Is that right? Remember, you ever drank Blitz?
Yeah.
Blitz Weinhardt, man.
Yeah.
That's the big one in Oregon. Of course, you can't get Coors there.
Well, I think... Oregon has the same.
Oh, we drink the same beer as you do.
I mean, yeah, I know, but you can buy Coors there.
Not in Oregon. You can only
buy it
in Idaho.
That's right. That's what I mean.
You can't buy, or no, I don't think you can buy Coors in Washington.
I know it.
Washington and Oregon are the only two Western states you cannot buy Coors in. By the way, Mike's from Spokane, and he and I guess are probably from pretty near the same AO there. I mean, Oregon, Washington, Pacific Northwest, God country. And you know something that's funny about that? Every time I tell anybody where I'm from, they always say it's God countries, whether they're from the East Coast or anything. You know, I'm beginning to believe it now. That's right.
How long you been over here now?
Well, it's, I've got 48 days left. Actually, after tonight, at midnight tonight, I'll have 47 days. And it's not that far from midnight now. And I've got less than 6 weeks left. How many weeks you got, Mike? How many months you got? I bet you I got less weeks than you got months, right? I got less weeks than you
got 7 weeks.
Ah, wait a minute. 7 weeks of what, R&R?
No. I got about 7 months.
And I don't know if I'm going to get my second.
No, wait a minute. I had 7 months on the 11th.
11th of June. 7 months left to go?
That's right.
So I've got still got less weeks than you've got months.
No, I got actually 6.5 months in.
And I've got less than 6 weeks.
Now, how bad is that? Four times.
You want to make somebody feel real bad, though. Ask Clint over here how much time he's got.
Clint,
okay, Clint,
how much time do you got?
11 months in 1 week.
No!
Say that again for the folks back home. How much?
11 months in 1 week.
Oh, no.
In 1 week.
You know what I'd do if I had 11 months left to go?
You want to borrow my 38, Clint?
No, I wouldn't do it at 38. That's too easy. I'd get a pair of snowshoes and stomp around in a minefield playing basketball or something. That would be the best way to do it.
Go outside and wash up a fight.
Snowshoes. Stomp around a minefield.
That's right, man. That's the only way to go. I mean, if you got 11 months. But since I only have 6 weeks, man, I just don't, I'm too short for messing around in a minefield with snowshoes. But those guys, you know, are pretty long. Well, I don't know. 11 months in 1 week. Oh, let's see. 4 times 11 is 44. 45 weeks to my 6. No kidding.
Does that make you feel good?
Oh, man. I flew with him the other day, too. That's right. I did fly with you, didn't I? You have any comments about me flying with you?
No.
See, what's good about being a warrant officer is that you've been here, you know, you're an AC, you know, aircraft commander, and you get to fly with these RLOs. And I've been aircraft commander to majors and lieutenant colonels. And I've been in command over those people. Huh? Bell.
Oh, yeah.
And when Lieutenant Colonel Bell was not an AC and I flew with him, I was commander over him as a warrant officer. Boy, didn't that get it? Yeah, I bet that even feels good for a first lieutenant. Huh? I bet it does,
I wouldn't
too.
Know.
Oh, wait a minute. You used to be... In fact, you haven't been captain that long.
Oh, man. What? 4 days?
Oh, at ease.
Since the 13th. 4 days. 9 days, I'll be a CW2, and then I'll be able to outrank a captain.
Dream on, little dreamer.
A W01 outranks a first and second lieutenant. And a W-2 definitely outranks a captain. When you made W-3, you're field grade, so you don't have to outrank majors. Field grade warrant officer.
You outrank them, all right.
That's right. Especially when they're, them and me are in the same aircraft. Sorry. I've been trying to think for a couple of weeks here how to make a... I got to watch this here so I can know when I'm running out. Make a candid type conversation. I tried a little bit different on each tape, trying to make them enjoyable and give you an idea of what's actually going on over here. So we're out here sitting on the bunker, drinking beer and smoking cigarettes, and Mike is taping his, or sending a tape to his wife the same time I'm sending one to you. So this was a double recording, and I thought it'd be something different, maybe you'd enjoy it. But this is just typical every night what we do, you know, nothing, no movies to go to, no A&W root beers, drive-ins, no Triumphs. We got a lot of 3/4-ton trucks and Jeeps and stuff like that, but no Triumphs. And what kind of car do you have, Mike?
I used to have, I have a Volkswagen now.
That figures, Volkswagen. He's married, you know.
Yeah, but I have a Sprite.
And it's Sprite.
And a Doberman Pinscher with a Sprite.
And a Doberman Pinscher. That's Killer Speed 1-0.